I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
I'm April, VP of the cutting-edge sex toy company Hot Octopus, and I dedicate my life to the business of sex.
We are on a mission to teach you how to have hot sex, deep intimacy, and how to make your own rules for who you are as a sexual being.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution.
Don't forget to head on over to our website at shamelesssex.com for more. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSPP in all caps at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Podcast, your favorite podcast all about SEX.
Sex?
Yeah, do you like sex?
I love it.
Do you love sex?
I absolutely adore it.
Good. I'm glad because I do too.
I want to give you a shout out today for your Instagram story creation.
Oh,
Amy
yeah?
did an awesome Instagram story post that were pictures of Amy and I as children, one with the infamous Barry.
Yes.
Me holding Barry.
Who used to hump when you were
I
a
did.
Child.
I mm-hmm. humped out Barry. Yeah. And then the other, you sent me a snapshot of it because I'm on a social media, what do you call it?
Fast
or... Friends. Yeah. Or a strike. I don't know. I won't be forever. Just for sometimes it's good to take breaks.
Yeah.
But you sent me a screenshot. And I was dying. And then you in this adorable little outfit. It was like Amy and her fashion sense.
Also
when you were five.
No fashion sense ever.
She's like, I couldn't wear yoga pants when I was five.
I didn't know about yoga pants yet, but I had.
They called them stretch pants back
then. I had
then.
Stretch pants.
You had some stretch pants?
Like hot pink and purple.
With like the stirrup heels.
But you know what I did? I wore a big baggy t-shirt and then I would tuck it into the stretch pants.
Oh.
Which doesn't look good. It's just like all bulging.
Cute.
I've never had fashion sense, everyone.
That's okay. You've come a long way.
I've come a long way. So this podcast is with Hadusa. So we've had Hadusa on here before. She's a dick sucking expert, a master oralist. So she talked about dick sucking before. And a couple of you were like, hey, we wanted more tips that you wish that she had conveyed more tips. So this one is all about how to be a cam. She doesn't use the term model, but cam artist or performer. And it's full of tips.
It's all tips.
Endless tips. She shares tons of tips.
And then
you.
She does have a book, however, so if you want more to go yes. deeper into the practice.
But she really shares a ton on this one. So
yeah.
if you're like, I don't know, I wanted more from her, she really went out of her way in this one.
And even if you're not wanting to be a calm artist. If you want to be a cam artist, if you don't want to be or you do want to be, it's still a really beautifully entertaining episodes.
Well, you and I both left. We're like, maybe we should become cam girls.
I know. I'm like, maybe I need to just have a side gig, a side hustle.
Yeah.
Me just in the kitchen cooking stir fry.
Someone's into it.
I'm in the kitchen cooking stir fry.
Can I eat the stir fry after though? Is that part of it?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
sold.
You can do whatever you want.
I heard you made a power. Oh, wait, and it's not called PowerPoint.
Well, so I was going through this whole process of communicating with my partner and feeling as though he wasn't able to hear me. The way I communicate, what I was presenting, I should say. And I had this whole epiphany of there has to be other ways to present information to him. And he's a very visual person. And I wanted to share this little tidbit because I believe it's been very effective. I created a presentation and we're not sponsored by them, but I went to Canva. It's actually free. Mm-hmm. And they have like PowerPoint outlines and then you can add the content, but they're beautifully laid out. Like you have a professional designer doing it. So I used one of their platforms and then added pictures of us when we were really happy and we're happy, but sometimes, you know, it's the times of relationships of ebbing and flowing. Mm-hmm. So I was feeling as though we needed a little bit of some additional tools to help us integrate into each other's lives and to connect more. And I called it like sacred intimacy. And I made him this beautiful presentation. I plugged it in. He likes watching, you know, things on the TV, documentaries and whatnot. So I was like, I'm going to show you.
Put it on the big screen.
I put it on the big screen. I plugged in my laptop and I said, I made this for you. Went through the slides, gave him the tools, also gave him a bunch of beautiful affirmations of how much I love him. And then created a kind of like a plan, but not forcefully. I said, together we can create space for these things that I desire from my own self to feel more love in our relationship and connectivity, because it's so easy to go through each day and night, kids and meal cooking, and it's not a lot of vacation time right now, and you're in the house more. And so you lose sight of that relationship. really special connection time. I have lost sight. I don't want to say that you all, maybe everyone out there is doing great. And I want to tell you, it was really effective. Mm-hmm. He, at the end, he was like, no one's ever done a presentation for me to, before. And I really think that's amazing. Thank you. And that was special. Mm-hmm. And so we're working on integrating those things now into our lives, and I'll keep you posted on what happens.
I love that. I love getting creative instead of just like, hey, can I talk to you about something?
Well, sometimes talking, for me, I struggle to find the right words. I'm really an awesome
human
speaker. Well, I can say a lot of things, but sometimes communicating my emotions or my needs is really difficult for me. So also the power of writing those things down and getting clear for my own self, like in
even
my
if
own
you didn't
head.
Share it, that'd be powerful.
Yeah,
but definitely.
And
share
I could write it in a journal. I just thought, like, making this beautiful, creative presentation, and also reminiscing over, looking for photos of beautiful times that we spent together was really, it was powerful for me too, and just filled me up with some love. So I wanted to share that with all of you. I shared it with Amy. I just showed her
the
presentation.
It's awesome.
She was really smiley and thought it was really sweet. She's
beautiful.
Like, definitely, let's tell everybody.
Well, and it's so thoughtful. It's such a thoughtful way to convey. Like, I put a lot of thought into this. I didn't just, you know, write on a piece of paper, which is fine to do that. But it's really thoughtful. You got all of your points across. Yeah. It's captivating with both the eyes. And then, of course, you're probably talking about it too. So
you could print it out, make it a little booklet, and have it there in the house to refer to
then
if you want to.
Throw it at them every time.
Yeah. Hey, you're not doing this. What are you doing? God damn it. That's my angry, nagging human voice.
I like that.
God damn it.
Oh my goodness. I love that. This actually, I'm going to read a sex question in a minute. And I think that can be tied to the sex question because it is about how to keep the spark alive. But before I do that, I want to share something with y'all. If you've listened to our podcast before, you've heard us talk about OMGS and how much we love OMGS. OMGS.com is an online program, I should say, that has multiple seasons that's all about pleasure, teaching you all about how to pleasure yourself or maybe even how to pleasure someone else. Season one is all about external vulva pleasure. Season two is internal vulva pleasure. And they do these. They did a survey or study with over 1,000 women, and asked them, "How do you pleasure yourself? How do you have your orgasms?" And then they made these little categories with these little videos that are very tasteful that show you these techniques. So if you're like, "I don't really know how to pleasure myself," this is a great way to learn. We're visual learners. It's like April with the PowerPoint. It's easier to learn if we actually see something as opposed to just reading a book.
And it's a digital age, so I learned about what shallowing is.
Ooh.
It's the joys of touching just the inside of the opening, or what about angling, where you adjust the angle of penetration for more pleasure? So whether you are a vulva owner that wants to learn more about your pleasure, or you just love vulvas. I love your vulva, Amy.
My vulva loves you.
Do you like angling, or do you like broadening?
I love angling. That first inch of the vaginal canal. Oh.
Ooh.
So y'all can get $5 off too. You get to go check it out. Go to omgs.com/shameless, or I should just say /shameless. And you get $5 off to try it out. You can learn some things. A lot of my clients love it. I've recommended to them and it's changed their lives. Go check it out. You'll know why we love it, and go try some shallowing, angling, edging. That's another one.
Ooh.
Are you ready for a sex question?
Yeah.
All right. I am now in a relationship with an amazing man, and we have the best sex life I could imagine. Lucky. We are very active, averaging 5 days a week, and continually try new things. I never imagined this could be possible and want to know, how do we sustain this? We have both been in other long-term relationships and know that things will change over time. We openly discuss our commitment to each other, and our desire to maintain an active sex life is very important to both of us. We would love your advice or suggestions on how to continue to grow our sex life and keep it hot. Thank you. I think that this question a lot of people have. Probably.
Two words for you: PowerPoint. No,
yeah, there you go. April said, "Just go make a
PowerPoint." Sexy.
Problem
here's my
solved.
Laser pointer. Well, you could use like a dildo as a laser pointer.
Ooh.
And then say, right here, Exhibit A.
And do it while you're naked.
Yeah.
Hot.
Or in an apron.
Ooh, you're really into the apron thing. I think you want to go cook or something.
I have a Santa baby hungry? Apron.
Ooh, I like that.
Highly
so
recommend it.
With everything that you're sharing, I think that that is a perfect example of putting in the work, or if I take away the work and use a word that we might like, the more time, more the effort, contributing to maintaining the spark. So it's natural for us to habituate to a partner, especially if you live with them, you have sex with them all the time. It's natural for us to get really used to that and them and the sex. And it's all about continuing to get creative. Like April said, making PowerPoints, trying new things, trying OMGS, trying a new sex toy, trying some, tying
bondage.
Each other up.
Bondage. Get a bondage book and figure out different ways to tie each other up. Yeah. Or...
But what I think it's completely normal. I'm doing air quotes on normal because I don't love that word, but it's completely normal for the ebb and flow that, like you were talking about with your relationship, where all of a sudden you're in kind of a low point. So don't be hard on yourself if like, wow, it was five times a week last month and this month it's been only once.
What's wrong with us?
Yeah. But if you want to change that, then talk about it. Hey, I'm noticing this has shifted. I'd like to bring more connection, more newness. So I think that's the biggest issue for people. They don't continue to talk about these things. They have one hard conversation about sex and what needs to change or what they'd like more of or less of. And then they kind of leave it at that. I love doing regular check-ins and I recommend this to clients. Like do a weekly or a monthly check-in. What's working? What would I like more of? What are we both craving more of here? Like what's not working too? That's a scary thing to bring up, but what's working, what's not working, what do we want more of here? And you can be really bold. I'd like to try more slowness. We keep fucking and I would like to do some really slow touch.
Threesome.
I would like to explore with a threesome. It doesn't mean you have to do all the things, but you just continue these check-ins, continue exploring.
Webcam.
Become a webcam.
I'm just going to throw them in there. What else do I have? I have a vibrator.
You actually have one.
A double microphone.
Right now. I think that really continuing to have these conversations, trying new things. You can also maybe make it a goal to every week try something new, or mm-hmm. every month you're trying something new. And get creative what that could be and make a PowerPoint presentation. and you're getting all of your dreams will come true.
Yeah, all of your dreams will come true.
With a PowerPoint. Not sponsored by Canva. We should be.
Right.
This podcast is not sponsored by Canva. I love that you're having all this awesome sex. A lot of people are like, I want that. And it's a great question. I would say, how do we sustain this? Don't get set on sustaining it as is. Know that it always changes, but continue the conversations and try newness.
One last piece that I would like to add is on our website, if you sign up for our newsletter, we send you top 50 tips for keeping it spicy, just giving you ideas.
New things to do.
Like little games. There's different ideas that we've compiled over our years in the biz and your experience with working with clients and what's worked and what hasn't. So go on shamelesssex.com, sign up for that their newsletter, and you will get your dreams to come true. Okay.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, baby. Shake and bake. All right. Is it bio time?
It's bio time.
Hedusa Divine is a master oralist, webcam artist, self-published author, and content creator. She's a dick-sucking expert and author of The Blowjob Handbook, as well as her latest ebook, The Official Webcam Handbook. Her goal is sharing her wisdom and experience from entertainment and educational perspectives is to influence the fellatio and webcam culture, as well as for you to learn new techniques and skills so that you are inspired to become your own artist and master oralist. To learn more, visit iamhedusa.com. That's iamhedusa.com. And now let's get to the interview. But first... Guess what, Amy?
What?
I just learned about my hormone levels, number of eggs I have, when I could go into menopause, and so much more about my reproductive health because I got my personalized modern fertility test results back. I took the test right at home, and all I did was prick my finger, drop an envelope in the mailbox, and wait about 10 days. No doctor's appointment needed. Plus, it was so affordable and so easy. I've always been curious about my hormone levels and if I had any reproductive red flags. And now I have all the insight I need because modern fertility made it so easy for me to understand.
That's amazing, Chip. I always say knowledge is power. And when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, your health, and your future. It's time for fertility education. And right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off your test when you go to modernfertility.com/shameless. That means your test will cost $139 instead of hundreds or thousands it would at a doctor's office. That's $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/shameless. Again, modernfertility.com/shameless. Go check it out. And now back to the show. All right, everyone, it is episode time, and this is a return guest. And I remember the first time we recorded, I called her Head USA. It's Hadusa, or she also said Head USA. Ooh. But we have Hadusa back on our show. Super excited. This is actually a whole different topic about being a webcam performer. A lot of people know as webcam model, and we'll talk about this because Hadusa actually identifies as a webcam artist and creator. We'll find out more about what that even means. But let's start with the same question that we always start with, Hadusa. That's my next question. Sorry, I'm looking at it right there. Oh my God, they're written down, everyone. Tell us about yourself and how you got into the world of being a webcam performer.
Okay, perfect. Well, hello, Amy. Hello, April. Thank you guys for having me on here yet again. I super appreciate it. So as far as my journey into becoming a webcam performer, also just as an FYI, everyone, I pretty much identify as a master oralist, a dick sucking expert, a sloppy toppy connoisseur. So that is my persona. And then as far as like my persona, I perform that live on webcam. So as far as me becoming a webcam performer, the inspiration for it, again, like I said last time, it was my partner. Like, we used to create content, you know, not necessarily always together, but sometimes together. But I would, when we were apart, I would always like send him, you know, different pictures, videos, all that kind of stuff. And he's like, you really have a knack for this. Like, there's something more, you know what I'm saying, than just, oh, it's a little picture or it's a little video. Like, there's something deeper. Like, you can actually, you know, create like a revenue stream from this. And I was like, okay, I guess. And I had no idea. I mean, I guess I kind of knew. Like, I'm 28. So I don't know if you guys remember like AIM, AIM, and like AOL and all that stuff. Like those chat.
I remember that.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to be on there all the time. Like, I used to sneak with one of my childhood best friends. Like, and we used to stay up all night and be on those. So like, I was kind of familiar with the concept of it. But as far as me doing like a video live, and I saw it, like, you know, when I would go to the different porn sites and stuff, and I was like, I don't really know anything about that. But he pretty much introduced me to it and just like navigated me and guided me through starting it. And once I started, it was a whole journey. Like, I couldn't stop. I was like, this is freaking awesome. Like, I can actually make money. Like, anytime I press broadcast now, there's a potential that I can make whatever amount of money, you know? So yeah.
I have a confession to make about the AOL chat rooms.
Oh, I was like, are you a webcam performer, no. Amy? I didn't know.
I was a horny little teenager when I was, you know, 13, and I used to go, I actually didn't have AOL, but my friends had it at their house, and
that was me too.
Yeah, so go to their house, we go in AOL, and so we'd all go in there and we'd start doing like the kind of sexting in the chat rooms, and and I would go in there and I would pretend like I was a man talking to women, and not always, sometimes I was a woman or a girl, but I was never 13. I was like, I'm
right, exactly.
But I was 13, and I would pretend like I was a man sometimes. And then I eventually was able to do it from my own house too, and I was doing the same thing. Sorry, Mom, she's listening. But it was just, I mean, it was just like, take your bra off, you know?
Right, exactly. And they're like, okay, shoot, I don't know you, but cool. That's cool. Yeah.
But part of me is like, I wonder how many other people I was talking to that were faking it too. Like, other, I was talking to a man who was pretending like a woman or a woman's pretending. I don't know. So I was like, you know, who knows?
No,
was I talking to a 40-year-old? Was I talking to a 12-year-old? It's a chat room, so you can't actually see who you're talking to. So I kind of like that we have the video thing, because I think it adds an extra sense of security and also authenticity, knowing who we're talking to. It's not a 12-year-old.
Exactly. Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let's talk about, because there's so many things to love about this work that you're doing, as you've already mentioned, just the creative aspect of it. And also, will you tell listeners why webcam modeling, and what do you love so much about this work?
Got you. So as far as my approach to it, I really feel like I created a different approach or a different connectiveness to this art form. So pretty much with me, I create a lasting impression, a one-of-a-kind experience that I've made into a system where I funnel potential and repeat customers into pretty much spending money with me on my different campsites. So my experience that I've created is eclectic, and I feel like it's really unlike any that these customers, these potential customers, have experienced before on cam, because I made camming into my own science, into my own blueprint, created my own systems that I've developed through the journey thus far. So I have definitely found really self-empowerment through starting, succeeding, and maintaining my own webcam journey. And I pretty much see webcamming as a sexual version of a virtual reality experience, where the customers that I interact with are absolutely required to have a happy ending and leave fully satisfied after a session with me. Like, I make sure that, you know, they reach their climax. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to make sure it's money worth spent, well spent. So I just make sure that it's a one of a kind experience. And I really just treat it like, I like to call myself like a part-time comedian. So I like to like crack jokes and like make people just feel really comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because webcamming is supposed to be like a stress reliever for people. You know, it's kind of like a getaway. You know, like I said earlier, it's like virtual reality of sorts. So like, you know, guys go and they play games just to like forget about the horrible day they had, or like someone's nagging at them, something horrible happened in their lives, or they got fired, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But this is just like a getaway, like a stress reliever. And I really like to fulfill that void and fulfill that space well for people that, you know, engage with me on cam.
Yeah. I like that idea of it being like, it's like a getaway. And I think we'll talk more about your, some tips about how to be a webcam model, but you know, I think anyone could just be any webcam model where you just kind of show up and do a job. And, but I like that you've kind of turned it into an art, which brings me to the terms that you use. You call yourself a webcam artist and creator over a webcam model, as well as a sexual energy performer over a sex worker. And I'm curious what, if you can explain more about that.
Yes. So I see creative energy and sexual energy as two sides of the same coin, pretty much. It's like you flip it over, it's the same thing, pretty much. You know, like one is more hidden, I would say, and one is more conscious, one is more just, you know, out in the present. So I do classify myself as a webcam artist and performer, and I don't classify myself as a webcam model at all. Because I pretty much focus on funneling my sexual energy from within outwards. So it's more of like an inward experience coming out. And I classify myself as a webcam artist because I've created my own unique routines using different parts of my body that I've perfected over the span of my journey thus far. And I focus on things that we all know are really innately inside of us, but are oftentimes overlooked. Things that come from within, that I can express outwards, like the tone and pitch of my voice, the words that I say, my body language on cam, the position that people see me in when they come into my room. Now, as far as like a webcam performer, I identify as that because I've created a one-of-a-kind virtual experience, creating my own blueprints, my own systems, and different routines that I perform live on cam to 1,000 holistically percent satisfy each and every customer that I perform for. I very much so believe that it is my duty to show up and perform. Again, perform, not just be a model. Like I see this so many times. You know, my focus isn't necessarily makeup and hair and lingerie and what toys I have. I'm not saying those aren't important, but like I said, I focus more on like what comes from within and expressing that outwards. So I really channel my sexual energy into the different routines that I've created in order to deeply connect with each and every customer during our time together to make a lasting impression for them to come back over and over and over again.
This is a great time to ask this about this 80-20 kind of rule, as you say, because you dove into the inside and outside of you. So, and you say that as a webcam artist, you use, it's 80% outside of you and then 20% of inside of you. Can you explain a little bit more to our listeners about that?
Yeah, so it's actually, as a webcam model, you use 80% outside of you and 20% inside. So what I've seen, and you know, just from my observations, Just seeing, you know, other people take on this, I guess, occupation, this job. I just see them being all dolled up. Like, their face is beat, guys. Okay, you know what I'm saying? You guys know the beat look. They have their hair done. They have the lingerie on. They might have heels on. And it's just like they're sitting there and they're not getting any traction. And then they're like, well, this sucks, like this, or this cam site isn't for me, or this isn't really, you know, a very popular type of occupation, or it's better than, or it's worse than, you know, what people say. Cause you know, a lot of advice out there is like, well, you know, you could just log on Press Broadcast Now and make $1,000 a day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, as far as like the model goes, I feel like a lot of people are so concerned with how many vibrators they have, how many dildos they have, how many toys they have, you know, what they look like, that they forget that like you actually have to perform. You're not just a model. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to engage. You have to be charismatic in some way. It's not like you have to be dominant versus submissive versus a switch versus, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to tap dance and like throw fire rings and stuff, but just like, you know, just be like personable, you know, and actually speak, greet your customers, you know, make them want to spend money with you. You know what I'm saying? Not just sit there and be like, hi guys. And so, then
give me
that's
money.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like, it's more than that, because it's like, I feel like some people that identify as webcam models, they treat it like they're, you know, the guys are just going to be all like on them. Like, you know, like, I don't know if you guys go out to the club. Well, I guess the clubs are closed now, but
we have,
you, like, go out to the clubs and the bars and stuff. And like, you don't have guys just running up to you. And I mean, some girls do, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the majority of people don't have guys just run, can I buy you a drink? Can I do this? Can I do that? You know what I'm saying?
So just, it's by, like, you standing there, they're gonna,
right. Like, just, yeah, by you standing there. So like, when you go on webcam, it's like some girls just think that they're just going to come and just shower them. And it's like, what's the reason that they're going to do that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have to give them a reason, give them an incentive. It's not just like, because their partner, whoever they live with, they could be bad as hell. They could look really good. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? So it's like, why are they coming to you specifically? And what need are you going to fulfill for them?
Do you feel like authenticity is key? Like, be yourself, don't act, or is acting also a part of that? Or does it depend on what your clientele is asking for?
It's a mix of everything that you just said. So like, I pretty much, when I go on cam, I go into like, like I said before, it's like a virtual reality. So I go into a space where I am acting, but it's still authentic at the same time. Like, I can't fake the funk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to, there has to be a certain type of, and a certain level of realness to what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's more so that I give into whatever desire or whatever pleasure within my scope, because there are some things I don't do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you pay me $1,000, like, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying?
What about for a million? Come on,
yeah,
a million.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Depends.
I don't know. You know, the guys that come into my room, I don't know if they have that type of money, but no one's made that offer. You know what I'm saying? But with me, it's like going into, it's kind of like the AIM and the AAM. It's like you go into that space and it's like you're acting, but it's like, there's a certain type of, or there's a certain level of authenticity, a certain level of realness to it at the same time.
I love that. It reminds me of a couple of things, and I have two questions for you before we go on to some tips. So when I did my sex and relationship coaching training through Somatica, we were doing these various exercises there, like kind of spending a whole weekend seducing each other. This is a whole bunch of people learning to be sex and relationship coaches. And I was actually paired up with Emily from Sex with Emily, and she was in that training. And I was told to touch her both mindfully and erotically, and it's all over the clothes. You're not touching like nipples or genitals. And I had the mindful thing down, because I'm like, you know, I meditate with the mindful thing, so I'm touching her all mindfully. And And the, one of the instructors comes on and they're like, Emily, how's that feeling? Emily's like, yeah, I'm not really feeling much. And the instructor's like, yeah, Amy, you're not really bringing your sexual essence. You're bringing like this mindful present touch. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so through that, I learned. And then so I started practicing this to actually take a moment before I even went out where to touch other people in the workshop consensually for the exercise. To actually feel into myself and my eroticism. And then I would like go into that. It takes me maybe 30 seconds to go into that. Sometimes it takes longer depending on how I'm feeling. And then I go outward with that energy. And through that, I realize, holy shit, I'm a superhero. It's limitless, right? The energy I can bring. And so it feels authentic, but it's deep within and I have to tap into it. So I'm curious, do you like take a moment before you get on the camera to tap into that? When the camera's on, do you just go right in there? Like, how do you get into that erotic place?
Got you. I kind of want to address a couple things you said about that experience. So like, it's kind of like operating in your left mind or your left brain versus your right mind, right brain. Mm-hmm. So like in major society, we're always taught, you know, you have to think, you know, constructively, you have to analyze, you have to, but it's like, that's left mind. You know what I'm saying? As far as the right mind, that's when you can really dig deep and dig into that creative, that sexual energy. So when you really just let loose, you just let it flow, that's more so operating in that right hemisphere. Now, as far as me like getting into the zone, I have like a whole like spiritual practice that I do. You know, so like I really, really, really believe in like energy cleansing. So like I actually have like rose water and I have incense and Palo Santo and sage and stuff that I like spray and cleanse my space before I even get on cam, so that I could just like really channel like pure energy, like the pure sexual energy, the space I have to get into. And then from session to session on cam, after I'm done with that session, I cleanse my space again. So I would like spray rose water on my bed, or where the space I'm camming in, my body. And then, you know, I'll go on to the next thing. But like, I feel like there's a lot of gunk, like energetic gunk that's built up from people not cleansing their energy space or cleansing the energy out of their space. Because when someone like ejaculates, whether it's like physical or whether it's, you know, virtual, it's still energy being exchanged. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know where that person's been. I don't know who they've engaged with. I don't know what's coming out of them. You know what I'm saying? So like, I have to clear that, not only for myself, but in order for the prosperity, for the abundance, for the, you know, manifestation through me making money on cam during each session to continue to flow.
Okay, time for a quick break. This podcast was made possible by Uberlube. It's a luxurious silicone lubricant that enhances sex and intimacy. We receive emails from listeners who have tried Uberlube, and the feedback is unanimous. We never knew lube could be this good. It's also less likely to throw off the pH than most other lubes, and there are thousands of doctors recommending Uberlube to their patients, whether they want to make their hot sex even hotter or for folks experiencing dryness.
Uberlube is without a doubt my favorite lube. It has no flavor, no scent, and feels absolutely amazing on my body. And it isn't just for sex. I use it to tame my hair frizzies, to prevent chafing, and I even put some in my mouth before an oral sex session. Totally ups my blowjob game. Oh, and the bottle, it's beautiful. It looks like a cosmetic product, so I just leave it out on my nightstand totally shamelessly. To learn why we think it's the best lube on the planet, check out uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off plus free shipping. Again, that's uberlube.com and use code shamelesssex for 10% off and free shipping.
This podcast is also brought to you by Like a Kitten. In honor of being shameless, let me tell you about the mind-blowing orgasms I had last night. My partner and I had a sexy night where we played with Leica Kitten's Pleasure Hunter, a powerful vibrator that comes with three different attachments. First, we used the twin tip on my nipples to get me warmed up. Then we moved to the rabbit, which gave me an explosive orgasm via dual G-spot and clitoral stimulation. Then we followed up by using the anal bead attachment, and just when I thought my orgasm couldn't get any bigger, bam, the Pleasure Hunter blasted me off to another planet, and I got all that from one toy.
Damn, girl! I'm excited to try Like a Kitten's Purrs Like a Kitten, bendable dual G-spot and clit vibe. You know how much I love some clit stimulation. And if y'all want to get your O on with these awesome toys, right meow, Like a Kitten is offering our listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com and enter code SHAMELESS20 at checkout. Just go to likeakitten.com and use promo code SHAMELESS20 to get 20% off. Likeakitten.com, code SHAMELESS20. All right, back to the show.
I'm such a smudger. I smudge with my sage and my Palo Santo, like cleansing everything all the time. Yeah. Each morning I cleanse my home because even if people think it's junk or that is too wooey, it's like, it's not, there's no science behind it. It really does. It's an ancient practice that really does help move the energy. So I love that you do that. And I think it probably works well for you because you obviously, you wrote this book called The Official Webcam Handbook, all about how to get into the business. And our listeners, they love, love, love tips. And we would love if you can share some of your top tips for anyone who wants to become a webcam performer.
Okay, perfect. So I have a few tips. You know, there are multiple cam sites out there. So as far as like deciding which one to go with, you have to pretty much go with the one that works best for you, best for you naturally, and works best for you and your vibe. It's all about a vibe thing with that. Now, as far as webcamming, people think they're going to log on and just make $1 million and it's just going to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Which, I mean, for some people it could be. But what I firmly believe in is that webcamming is a journey. It's not a get rich quick scheme. You know, it's also a personal decision that you have to make for yourself. You can't really, if you go into this line of work, you can't really be concerned of what other people think about you because it's going to sabotage or like obstruct in some ways, you know, you being able to be successful at it. You know, you pretty much just have to make a pimp decision and and do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Also, when you first start out and throughout the course of your journey, consistency is key. Being consistent is very, very key. You know, I see that some performers, they cam one day and they don't the rest of the week. They cam for 1 month and they stop. And it's like, how are you going to really create a constant income stream from being inconsistent? You don't, like, if you go to a regular job, you're not like, okay, boss, I'm gonna see you on Wednesday when you're supposed to be there all week. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So really just being consistent is important. And also creating your own persona, one that is natural, one that is sustainable for you, one that works well with your personality, you know, one that you can exhibit on and off cam. So like camming, when I do camming, I'm not just a cam performer. Like, I'm Hedusa Divine. You know what I'm saying? So like, I also am on OnlyFans. I'm also on, you know, Twitter. I'm also do Skype shows. I also obviously write books. Mm-hmm. I also do education sessions. So it's like that persona is consistent across all different types of things that I do, all different revenue streams that I do. Also specializing. It's not just enough to press broadcast and sit there and let potential customers just, you know, come in and they're like, okay, well, I have no idea what you do. Like, they, of course you fill out your profile, but like, people don't like to read. You guys know people don't like to read. You know what I'm saying? So like, you have to vocalize, this is what I specialize in. I specialize in X, Y, and Z. And do you want to do it? Okay. Okay, cool. Let's go to a show. Do you not want to do it? Okay, cool. Then you can leave, go somewhere else. So like, I pretty much force people's hands because I'm like, this is what I specialize in. So do you want to do it or not? You know, I don't say it like that, but you know, it's pretty much just like, I fully inform you and you get to decide, you know, from there. So you're not just sitting there like, I don't know what she does, you know? The room traction. I know a lot of people are like, it's so slow on cam. Like, no one's coming into my room. What I've realized with this is that it's not only about the number of people that come in your room. It's about whoever comes in your room. How are you engaging with them? how are you speaking with them? Because I could have one person in my room at a time, and I can convert all of those to take all of those people to take me one by one to a show. You know what I'm saying? Versus having 20 people in my room and no one's taking me to a show, no one's tipping me, nothing's going on, you know? So it's more about what you do with what you have than having a whole bunch, you know?
It sounds like the big part of what you're talking about is someone, you know, so anyone can go and just lay there and be, you know, a cam model and say just a few words and have 20 people in the room and, you know, but they're just doing that waiting for someone to jump on this.
I mean, but that works for some people. That honestly works for some people. But for, I mean, I wear a mask on cam, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that, but like I wear a mask on cam, like, and, you know, I have like the camera position in a way where it still looks seductive, it still looks hot as hell, but I don't take the mask off, and guys are like, well, can you do if I pay you? No. Like, I don't know you, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's part of my persona. I'm a mask performer. That's just part of it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you guys know that.
Well, and that sounds like you, so you're talking about consistency, but also you have your persona, and then also probably I would imagine before you get in the business, getting really clear, like, what are my boundaries and what is really important to me? And if, you know, if it's wearing a mask and not having people see your face, you, if you're not clear with that before, you can probably get talked to, you know, okay, if I give you $20, you take your mask off and you're like, I need money. Okay. And then you feel like shit later because you didn't check in with yourself and to get clear on what your boundaries are. So I would imagine that would be something to be helpful for people is to one, you know, if you're going to do the job, be really clear that you got a big yes to doing the job, but also that you have clear boundaries about what, like why you're doing this and how far are you willing to go? What's a yes and what's a no? And the other thing I'm hearing from you too is it sounds like you're kind of like building relationships with people. You're not just like, hey, what's up? Nice to see you. You're like, you're really connecting with people. And that's probably part of your niche is that you are actually going into more of an intimate, connective space with people that a lot of other people might not know how to do or might be afraid to do. And I like that because that's what people need. I mean, yeah, anyone can go to a porn site and see some naked hot ladies, but to get connection, like an intimate, erotic, hot connection, that is much more difficult these days.
Yeah. I like to tap into like people's deepest, darkest desires. Like, I don't know if you guys are into astrology or whatnot, but my Venus is in Scorpio. So like Scorpio is like that deep, dark, murky, you know, like that zone where it's like, I thrive in it, but people look at it and they're like, what is she doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm so uncomfortable, but it's like, you know, there are different kinks or different fetishes that people have that they can't live out in real life. They can't exhibit in real life. So it's like, if they come and they want to role play something, or if they want to do a taboo topic, or if they just want to talk to me, like I've had sessions where it's been like 30, 45 minutes and I'm just talking to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just want somebody to be there. And it's like, I love camming because it's like, I can press broadcast and I can perform and do all that stuff. And then I can log off and completely forget about it and go back to my day. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm like sitting there texting them throughout the day and being like, hey, it's like when I'm on, I'm on, when I'm off, I'm off.
I feel like it would be cool to, I've just had an idea for myself, maybe another career path, like a sexy kitchen. Like, I'm in the kitchen.
What do you want me to cook for?
I don't know. Yeah.
People do that. Yeah.
There's something sexy.
It's like voyeur.
Yeah. There's something sexy about it. Maybe using the tools to like spank myself and then like get like, oh, I got a little chocolate on my nipple.
I'm gonna crack an egg on your head.
Hey, is that an OnlyFans type of stream?
Is it?
You thinking about OnlyFans? Yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to press you, but hey.
Just talking to you about this, it's very empowering to me because you, as you mentioned, you can really turn it into whatever you want. You can be whatever you're passionate about, if you're into, I don't know, if you're into yoga, you could do like some chakra balancing, right, Amy?
You can do meditation. People meditate. Yeah, people meditate on camp. Like literally whatever you want to do, like as long as it's appealing and you verbalize that to people, this is what I do, then do it.
I mean, anybody can do this, right? I mean, just to get clear, are most performers, webcam performers on a lot of these top sites, are they mostly like vulva owners, or are there penis owners that also, are there the same platform, just different rooms that you can go into?
I would say there's a mix of everybody. There's like trans people. Oh. You know, with guys, it's more so like on the gay side. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, a lot of straight males on there. But there's a lot of women. I would say it's majority women, but there's, you know, there's like a niche for everybody. There's trans people, like I said, there's gay, there's guys, gay guys, all that stuff. So yeah, I would say it's pretty diversified.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So anyone out there listening right now, first of all, I think that if you are interested in performing on camera and making money, I would get Hadusa's book. And Hadusa, can you please tell people where they can find you and where they can buy your new book that released, I believe, just a little while ago?
Yes, it was released on August 20th. And you guys can find everything. You can find my books. You can find my classes. I'm also releasing a new blowjob handbook, volume 2. With different like exclusive techniques and mind-blowing finishing moves, because a lot of people are like, I do blowjobs, but I can't finish him off. Like, how do I, you know? So I have those type of techniques as well. All of my social media sites and everything, but specifically the webcam book is at I Am Hadusa. That's I, A as in apple, M as in money, Hadusa, HEAD as in door, USA.com.
Head USA.
Head Amy USA. That right. Everyone come to Head USA. It just reminded me. So this is just, I don't know if I already said this on a podcast. This is like so off topic, but you were just spelling this out. And so I went to a family reunion thing and a party of 4 people. And it was very small. And my, one of the partners of a relative, she is just very like sweet, a pretty conservative person, but we were all talking, what we're talking about, like swear words. My mom's really not into swear words. And she goes, I like to, with my mom, whenever we have to spell things, or if we're just like spelling boy, we're like B as in balls, O as in orgasm, Y as in why aren't you in my pussy? Like, oh my God, I love you. You're fucking awesome. So maybe you should say, is that what
you have? Oh yeah. So, right?
Persona.
I'm really impressed with all of your, you have some great tips that you've shared, and I am going to get your book because I think webcamming, when we were at the Sex Expo, it was sponsored by a webcam company, and I fell in love with the idea of webcamming then and promoting it. And some folks came up to me at the end and said they had heard, because I pitch it, you know, they're a sponsor, so I have to pitch what they're doing every fucking 10 minutes, it felt like. But a woman came up to me and said, I just want to thank you. You inspired me to become a cam model, and now I'm making a shit ton of money and I love what I do. And I was like, well, I did nothing other than tell you what to go to that booth and sign up. So if you're interested in making money, people are home right now. There are people out there. You're getting their needs met. You're getting your own needs met. And I think it's just an awesome career path. So thank you, Hadusa, for joining us again. ChemoSex, you're a fantastic human, and I've never
seen
it. It's only your beautiful cartoon imagery, but it's good.
We'll have to have you back for your new blowjob handbook,
volume 2,
how to finish him.
Yeah, yes. Finish him.
Yes. Yes. And I am actually, I'm in the works of building my own Cam Academy or Cam University. So yeah, it's going to be all online for the most part, but yeah, I'm really passionate about this, because not only is it self-empowering, it's like you have full autonomy over your own schedule. You are your own boss. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the most empowering things, you know? So I'm really passionate.
Lighting is key too, right? Lighting is everything.
We don't want like a bright fluorescent light over your head.
We don't want you to be in front of a window either, because like people, there's a glare behind you and it's like, I can't see you. Is that your arm? You know, but yes, having those, I don't know if you guys as kids had like those Medusa lights with like the multiple light bulbs in it, like the ones you could bend and stuff.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You use that?
So you could use that. You can use a ring light. The ringlets are
$40 on Amazon. You can just go get one of those. It's easy.
Exactly.
And they make everything look better. I'm like, wow. Exactly. And you can have a glass of wine, Hadusa, while you're performing, right?
Yes.
Right? Exactly.
People, that's your niche.
Yep.
That's my niche right there. I'll pour the wine. No, I wouldn't waste it. Pour it down my
throat.
Kate, watch
me drink wine and lingerie.
Well, and speaking of wine, if you haven't done so already, Amy and I have been huge fans of Margin's wine since 1995. Just kidding.
Wow.
I wasn't old enough
to
drink
then.
But we've been a fan for a long time, and you'll see why if you go to marginswine.com and sign up for the newsletter. She does only a few releases every year, and you will be in the know and get her beautifully crafted, specialized wine that gets you drunk if you want, or you can just sip on it
or just
and have
nice
some fun.
Buzz.
Or nice buzz. Mm. That's why I like wine for the
swish
buzz.
Swish it around, spit it out.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No.
But we love you, Margin's Wine, and we love all of you, Shameless Sex Revolutionaries. Go ahead, get on iTunes, write meow, and give us 5 stars. We read every single one of your beautiful reviews, and we love you. You keep our hearts beating, and Hadusa dick sucking too.
Hi. And our clits hard.
Clits hard.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, y'all. We'll see you next Tuesday. Ciao for now.
Don't forget to head on over to our website at shamelesssex.com for more. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSPP in all caps at purepleasureshop.com.